Welcome to Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops of the week.
My whoops, my whoops.
Hello and welcome to Whoops.
Welcome to Whoops.
Perfect. That was a perfect landing. We stuck it. We went with it.
Welcome to Whoops, a podcast about mistakes. I'm Holly Perkins.
I'm Mary J. Berger. You said that so fast. I don't know. It's just, I'm not criticizing you.
I know.
I love how you were like, welcome to Whoops. Like, let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Welcome to Whoops. I should do it like a true crime podcast. Like, welcome to Whoops, a podcast about mistakes. I'm your host, Holly Perkins. Joining me is Mary J. Berger.
Tonight.
Yeah. We have kind of a whoops up top. Our whoops up top is that our guest ghosted us. So,
yeah, he just didn't fucking show up.
Yeah. So, you know, the whoops is that during quarantine, we have kind of just been waiting till the last minute to record with guests. And we had a guest ghost on us, and we didn't really have time to pull in another guest. So guess what? It's another solo episode.
It's a solo episode, and also I deal with ghosting a lot.
It's the two of us. Yeah, okay, so it's just two of us this week. Just us. So if you're sticking around after that, we love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. Is Barry saying, that's what I want to know. I'm making Barry an integral part of my podcast.
Literally hasn't tweeted at us in months.
I love him.
Do you have any whoops this week?
That was my whoops. Oh my god, let's see. I don't know, I've had a pretty fun week, like, so far. I don't know, this fucking dude. Oh, I do have a whoops.
Oh.
Can I talk about this whoops? Yeah, I told you about this whoops.
Okay, off. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that on the podcast.
Should I? Dare I?
I dare you.
Okay. I'm sorry you're upside down. I'm charging my phone. So
no, that's okay. Literally, the only thing I can see right now is just your boobs. So it's like a free cam show.
Look, it's Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. You remember how he makes his butt talk, but I made my boobs talk. Okay.
Yeah, for our listeners, she made her boobs talk to me.
I'm a sassy moon.
All right.
Yeah, I made my boobs talk. Okay. What were we talking about? I had graduation for my kids, which was really sad. And then I went on a date, and yes, guess what, world? I went on a Bumble date during the time of COVID-19. I'm a bad person. I'm a shitty person. I admit it. Anyway, so I go to this guy's house. I know. I didn't meet him before. What do I give a fuck? I'm a bad person. Then we took separate edibles. So I took edibles that I had, and he took edibles that he had, and then we both had a very different high. We both... we both freaked the fuck out, but he freaked the fuck out, and I'm not being a mean person, I'm being honest. He freaked the fuck out because I'm really funny, and he's not, and I'm not being a bad person. He's a Leo. And he was showing off, and he kept trying to be funny, and I'm sorry, I was funnier. And he kept trying to make jokes. It's important I say this because you need to understand why he did what he did. And
okay,
so he gets upset that his cousin is laughing. So he had me come, no, more. So he had me go to his cousin's house where his cousin was there. And I hung out with them, and his cousin's cool as shit, and he's cool as shit too. Like, he's a nice dude, except for this one fucking weird ass thing he did to me. And we're all hanging out. His cousin is laughing at my jokes. He does not like that I'm getting laughs. I'm sorry, I'm killing. Anyway, so he says, let's go downstairs and hang out. So we go downstairs, and he's like, I play music on Sundays with my brother or with my cousin. Can I show you the music room? And I go, yeah, that's fine. Just I hope you weren't planning on playing me a fucking song. And he was. And he goes, clearly. He goes, oh, okay. And I go, are we beefing? And he goes, well, you don't want me to play you a song. And I go, I don't want anyone to play me a song. Like, I don't want the fucking Pope to play me a song. Like, I don't want, like, I don't want God to get his golden harp out and play me a fucking song. I don't want it. It's not okay.
No.
So, I was like, whatever. And so I said, if you're going to pitch a fit, which I don't recommend because I ignore undesired behavior, I was like, if you're going to pitch a fit, you can go ahead and strum a little on the guitar and we can have a conversation. Like, would that make you feel better? Like, fuck off. And so he's an alcoholic. So he keeps getting up and going to get, like, extra shots.
Wait, how do you know he's an alcoholic? Like, legit? Or you're just saying?
He told me. Yeah, he told me he was. He has 3 DUIs and he still drinks and drives. So he's an alcoholic.
A winner. A true winner.
So he's a Leo. So he shows up. So he, like, keeps leaving the room to take these shots. And I'm, like, high as fuck on these edibles. He's high on edibles. He's getting offended at as fuck at my behavior. Like, he does not think I'm charming. He does not think I'm interesting. He is irritated with me. And so he sits back down, and at one point I offend him. We're both fucking, like, not with it. He goes in the other room. He decides he's gonna play a prank on me. And he, like, pretends he's, like, having this, like, schizophrenic, like, thing, and he's like, yeah, she is a fucking bitch. She does nothing but talk. All she does is talk. Which I was like, that's very, like, true of me. And you were also just trying to vent about me, like, publicly. Like, you were trying to, like, tell me I talk too much.
Yeah.
And that's rude.
Right.
It's rude. I already know.
Yeah.
And so it's like, he does this, and then he's, like, sitting there, and he's like, having this conversation, freaking me out, and he's like, yeah, she's a fucking dead woman. She's not leaving this house, like, alive. Like, she will fucking die tonight. Like, and I got so scared, and I ran out of the house crying, and he ran after me, and he goes, why are you crying? I thought you'd be laughing your ass off. And I was like, here's what I laughed my ass off at. I laughed my ass off at farts in class. I laughed my ass off at, like, it's different things than BoJack Horseman. That makes me laugh. The Office. Like, that's what I'm going to laugh. I'm not going to laugh my ass off at you pretending you're going to murder me. That's not funny.
That's not funny at all.
And then,
in fact, it is the opposite of funny. It's fucking terrifying.
It's fucking terrifying. And then I fucking slept with him.
You did not tell me that part.
Because I was embarrassed.
Oh my god, dude. That, I can't believe you didn't tell me that part.
I can. I'm a liar.
I can't believe you're dropping this on me on air.
Because it needed to be. I needed to be honest.
Oh my
god. I did sleep with him.
Okay. So Mary J texts me this whole story that happened. Except, well, clearly not the whole story. Mary J texts me about 72% of this story. She left out the edibles and the sex. So you can imagine this is a slightly different story in my head. Because I didn't know that they were both on drugs, and I didn't know that it was fine in the end. So she just tells me, like, yeah, I went out with this guy and I freaked out because he started saying that he was going to kill me and I didn't know what to do. And so I just, like, ran out of the house. So a normal person would not conclude, and then I ran back in. But she was like, he ran after me, and he was like, no, no. And so I, as a friend here, am like, fuck that guy. That guy's trash. That's insane. Can't believe a man would do that. You should report him to Bumble. Meanwhile, she's like,
I did report him to Bumble.
Oh my God. Okay. So how was the sex then?
The sex was okay, but he did do a really good job orally.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, he's got a lot to make up for. My God.
I know. I was bored, though. I mean, fuck, like, guess I'm gonna fucking sleep with you, like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, a month ago, I would have been like, I think more judgy of people who were like electively going to strangers' houses. But at this point in the quarantine, I'm like, I don't know I don't know how people are processing things that aren't, you know, in relationships. Like, I don't know. I think like at the height of my like single, like, slutty phase, had this happened, I would have absolutely been like, I don't care if I die, I need to get laid. So, you know, I don't blame you for leaving.
What, though?
But that is wild that you went back in.
You know what? I made him sit outside for a second, and I went and looked at his cousin to make sure that I wasn't gonna get murdered. But the thing is, I told you I had coronavirus. And
coronavirus.
I was ready. I also hang out with this dude that's fucking mean to me, and then like another dude, not Dirty Nate. And then
I was gonna say, oh my God.
This is a different dude that's mean to me, and then literally this was the funniest thing. And I don't like give in to shit. Like, I don't like, I'm not gonna do anything that inconveniences me. Like, that's not gonna happen. He was like, come to Goodlettsville. Come get me. Let's go back to my place, hang out, and then you drive me back to Goodlettsville.
Oh,
and I
God. Was like,
are you out of your goddamn mind?
Yes. Like, for those of you who don't know, that's far.
That's far. And I was like, dude, are you out of your mind? And he was like, well, it's 20 minutes. And I was like, that's 20 minutes too far for your ass. Like, fuck off, dude.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking delivery. I'm not an Uber.
No, I'm not delivery pussy. Like, here it is. Fuck me. Like, fuck off.
It's not even delivery. Shit. It's like you have to pick it up and take it back.
Right. Like, fuck you. I'm going to clean out my car for you so you can put your feet on the ground. Like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
Out of your mind.
I will do anything to improve a situation for you.
Oh my
Random.
God.
You're not my friend. I don't love you.
No.
I love my friends. Those are the only people. Would I have left Allegra on my table for Holly? Yes, I love her.
Sorry, I have allergies. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that's insane. I have been very, like, I'm so thankful to have a partner during this time. But I'm also, and like I tweeted this the other day, that like I'm also deeply offended that I haven't heard from any of my exes.
You probably got a new number or something.
No.
Or your security settings
Same
are good.
Same number. There's a chance that I still have a few of them blocked, I'll give you that, but.
I've heard from your exes.
I bet you have. They're probably all on Nashville Bumble.
One of them sent me a pack of Trident.
Yep, that sounds like an ex of mine.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, how are you alone in isolation and you're not reaching out to me being like,
I know. How are you alone and you don't fucking miss me?
Yeah, how are you not pained with missing me so deeply that you have to be like, look, I know you're in a relationship, but I miss you. Like, I used to get that kind of shit all the time.
Do you want to know something gleeful?
Yes.
My ex's brother lives with him, and he texted me and, like, apologized to me for what I'm going, for what I went through.
Years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, thanks, bro. And I was like, you just are gonna have to move out. Like, he's insane. Like, so, like, I can't fucking fix it.
Yeah, that makes you feel good when you're like, oh, yeah.
But it made me feel good. I was like, that's your fucking brother, and he's talking to your girl. It's like, what yeah. are you doing?
Yeah. It's like, this is all about me now. So, because we had a guest ghost us at kind of the last minute, and it's kind of a lot to, like, we have friends and family that we could have called on and asked if they would be on the podcast for... like at the last minute, but I feel like that's a lot to put on somebody to say, hey, do you want to come talk about your mistakes right now on a podcast? So
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So since we couldn't give them time, we're just going to do kind of a mini, little short episode.
A what's up and of sorts.
Yeah. Yeah. A what's up, a whoops up, you know, it's kind of like, whoops,
a whoops up.
Whoops. We used all of our stashed away episodes resources. And here we are now at the final witching hour, and we're just, you know, making it work. We're just a little old podcast trying to make it work.
I'm just a little old podcast trying to navigate these boys.
I'm just a baby bird of a podcast.
Oh, no, I'm delicate.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like, have you watched the Leslie Jordan Instagram videos?
No.
Oh, my God. That's like the one Instagram follow that I think everybody should do during quarantine is okay. follow Leslie Jordan. He's so fucking funny. He is the...
Is that the guy from Will and Grace?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He's like most known for that role. It's very... I love him. So follow him. Follow us. Give us all a follow.
Give us all a little follow.
Follow us like a little cult. Anyway, yeah, so I'm trying to think of a whoops and I did this week. You know, it's hard to make mistakes in quarantine because everything feels like a mistake.
Yeah.
I feel like I am. I did make the mistake today of I weighed myself, which was not a fun experience. And so then I was like, OK, I'm going to go on a bike ride. Because they're saying that, like, you're going to get the COVID-19 pounds. Like, I'm going to gain 19 yeah. pounds. And that's seemingly true for me. So I was like, I'm going to go for a bike ride. And I get, like, maybe, I don't know, 3 blocks from my house. And I'm like, fuck this. I cannot ride this bike. Like, something is up with the seat of this bike that it is penetrating me while I'm riding it.
Oh my God.
like it feels so like it. I don't know anything about bikes. Like I don't know anything about bikes, but the seat faces upward and
wow.
And it like, it noses into a place that I don't want it to nose into.
No.
And so
does anyone.
I literally stopped on the side of the road and I posted it on Facebook yard sale and was like, somebody come buy it. I don't want it. This
vagina bike is out of here.
I don't want it. And, you know,
snifter.
I didn't put that in the description, but I was like, look, I have this bike. If you want it, come get it. So
if it likes you, it'll touch you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, look, if you're lonely and bored in the coronavirus quarantine, come get this freaking bike. It is an experience to ride. What's the most exciting thing that you did this week?
Besides this ecstasy I just took, let's see.
Wait, when did you take ecstasy?
My roommate gave me a tab that was shaped like Hello Kitty. So, anyway, I took a picture for you.
When did you take it?
Like, within the 30 minutes that you called me and said, I'll call you back.
Oh, my gosh.
It wow. didn't, I wasn't like, please let me do this. It was like, I'll trade you.
What did you trade?
Weed.
This explains so much. I was like, I think Mary J might be a little high for the podcast.
No, not me. I'm just sneezing. I'm not high. I'm sneezing. How dare you? Do you ever, like, you remember the Barbies where, like, their toes were, like, perfectly, like, fit for, like, a high heel?
Yeah.
I sometimes do that with my foot and think about it, like, just making it, like, perfect in a high heel. I'm Barbie.
Do you want to wear high heels?
Not really. I have them, but I don't like to wear them. Do you like to wear heels?
I do, like, for a short time. But I can't.
Yeah, that's
like,
how I am.
Yeah, like, if I do like it for the look, but for the practicality, I don't.
I'm definitely all about a wedge.
Yeah, I'm like a wedge and a thick heel.
Yes.
Like, if I meet a woman that... I saw this woman once at a bar, and I could not stop looking at her because she was wearing, like, 6-inch...
Shit.
Stiletto. I'm talking, like...
Like Mariah Carey.
Tiny. Like, yes. Like, she was in Destiny's Child, just wearing a full heel, walking around like she owned the place. And I was like, you know what? You do own this place. Like, you are killing it in those heels. And I can barely walk in my own bare feet.
I know. I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm going to wear my boots.
Have you ever actually ghosted somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have too.
I mean, all the time, honestly. I've honestly never not ghosted someone.
I remember the first time I got totally ghosted by a guy that, like, I had made out with.
Yeah.
And it was when I was living in New York. And I had this, like, truly, like, magical New York date. Like,
uh-oh.
We went to we went to dinner at this bar. Like, well, I guess I think we, like, met up at this bar for drinks. And then he was
did
like,
"Did they have steak?"
No, it was like a cute. It was a tiki bar.
Oh,
so we went to this tiki bar, and then we went to a different, like, kind of hole-in-the-wall bar and had fun there. And he was like, well, I mean, I still want to hang out. Like, do you want to go back to the tiki bar? They're open late. And I was like, sure. And so we went back to the other bar. And then, then we, like, went for a walk through, like, this really pretty area. And then we got to, I was like, okay, well, like, you can, he was like, I'll just walk you back to where you're staying. And so so he walked me, and we got to the corner, and I was like, well, I just live right there, so, like, I'll go. And he kissed me, and we, like, fully made out, like, on this, like, on, like, the corner of Fifth Avenue. Like, it was so just, like, very, and I had, like, just moved to New York, and I was like, wow, New York City, making out in the streets. Like, I thought it was, yeah, I was like, I'm a city girl now. And
stop me.
Then he completely ghosted me. Like, I didn't hear from
him.
Oh, no. One other thing. When I got home, he texted me, like, I had so much fun. And he sent me some pictures that he had taken on the date.
Stop. That's unreal.
Of, like, there was, like, a fish tank at the bar. So he, like, sent me a picture of the fish and stuff like that. Like, it was very casual. And so then he just completely ghosted. And I kind of went a little nuts. like
what happened?
Not, well, it wasn't crazy. I was just like, I texted him and he didn't text me back. And so I texted him again and he didn't text me back. And I was like, are you seriously fucking ghosting me right now?
Yeah.
I sent him that in a text message and he didn't text me back. And so I sent him, like, a bunch of ghost emoji.
That's funny, though. And then I'm glad you did.
Yeah, that's all I did. And so, so yeah, it was very, very silly, but that was, like, the first time I'd ever just straight up been like, what the fuck? We made out. Then you texted me, you had a good time, and then you're just going to not text. Like, what the fuck? But
I think, don't text.
I think looking back, he might have, like, wanted me to be like, come to my apartment with me, like, or come over. Like,
right. But that's on him for not saying something.
Yeah. At that point, I'm like, grow up. But, you know, ghosting happens. It's a part of our lives.
That's life.
I ghosted my therapist once.
My therapist ghosted me.
What?
Did I not tell you that?
I don't know. Maybe you did. Wait,
that's
tell me.
Why I stopped going to therapy.
Wait, what? They just, what do you mean? It's an office. Can you get a hold of them?
Do you remember how my mom gives me money for therapy and I use it to buy weed?
Can you say that on the podcast?
I don't know, but my mom does. And I was going to this therapist and then I told her a story and then she never talked to me again.
What do you mean she never talked to you again?
She didn't respond to my text to, like, make an appointment. She didn't respond to my text when I was like, hey, everything cool? And then it was, like, after that, I was like, she's a businesswoman. Like, she'll say something to me if she wants my $40.
Yeah.
And it's like,
God. And you just never heard from her again.
Yeah.
I did the opposite to my therapist. Like, I told her a story and then I didn't like the way that she responded to it. And I was like, you're crazy and you're out of touch. And so I never went back and I never responded to the messages that were like, hey, just seeing if you wanted to schedule a follow-up appointment. I think that I want to be like a private investigator for people who've been ghosted.
Really?
Yeah, like let me find them for you.
Would you want to know why you're being ghosted? Because when I'm ghosted, I just, like, sometimes I'm like, I can figure out that it's me. But sometimes I'm like, I don't know what I did, but whatever.
No. You know that I think I'm so great that I'm like, how could they not like me?
Right. It's another girl. They're back with their ex.
That's the only time that somebody's broken up with me is to get back with their ex. And,
oh, really?
Yep. And I've been like, well, that's just lazy. Like, you just don't want to start a new relationship. But
one time somebody broke up with me and said, you're messy and you're not hot.
What the fuck? That's what the fuck? Who says that?
My last boyfriend.
You're messy and you're not hot. Like, what?
Yeah, they were like, you're messy. You're not hot. I don't like you. You're not a good person. And I was like, well, you gotta pick one. Like, you can't just, like,
you can't load it all on me.
You can't load it all on. Like, you're fat as fuck, dude. Like, fuck off.
That's insane. I've never... And I used to have this pattern of... It was more so before I moved to Nashville, but, like, I would date these, like, absolute terrible, awful, like... drug addicts or assholes.
That's
or
what I'm
whatever
doing right now.
And then, well, I did it because I would be like, well, yeah, whatever, I don't like them very much anyway. Or like, if it didn't work out, it was always on them because they were a piece of shit. And then I kind of realized, like, oh yeah, you're picking piece of shit men so that you're not accountable if they hurt your feelings. And I was like, well, that's not healthy. So I stopped doing that. And then I was like, I went through a period where I was like, then I tried to date dudes that I didn't really like very much, but I felt like were like adults who had their life together, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was just bored and I was not happy in that. And one of the guys that I dated that was like very, very boring, he broke up with me to get back with his ex. And I think I had met her.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell me that that's who that was.
Oh my God.
And we hung out all night. And she knew that I was dating him.
Yeah.
And then now they're dating. And I was like, this is fucked up that you're doing that. But
honestly, I was thinking about, and I was like, shit, like, I date mean dudes all the time.
You
do. I love it because it's like,
yeah, because
then they don't exceed my expectations. They're like,
yeah, but you should have expectations.
I'm like, oh, they're mean. That's what I expected.
That's terrible.
Did I ever tell you
need to take
story?
That $40 and go to therapy.
Did I ever tell you that, dude, one time, this is when I knew like my life had gone too far, was when I told my friend that story about my mom giving me money and me buying weed with it, and she goes, that's hilarious. You should go to therapy, though.
I mean, look, here's the thing. From the story that you just told me of, I date men who are mean to me because I think that that's what I deserve, That to
I
me.
Didn't say that.
Yes, you just said I date men that are mean to me because that's what I expect, and so then when they treat me like
that's what I expect. Yes.
Okay, so thinking that you expect somebody to be mean to you and that's what a relationship is sounds to me like a therapy trigger.
I just think like it's like if you're going to be mean, just do it up front.
But imagine if I told you that. Imagine if I was like, oh yeah, Seth is mean to me all the time, but it's like fine.
No, you're perfect.
I am not.
You don't deserve someone to be mean to you.
See, that's, yeah, this sounds to me like you need to get a discount weed dealer and a therapist.
I don't know. I just like, did I ever tell you about when I was like hooking up with Dirty Nate, who didn't have a bed frame, and he was and like, smoked cigarettes in bed. He smoked cigarettes in his bed. I loved that. It was winter. Are you kidding me? And so like, he like one time we were watching TV. I think I told you this. We were watching TV. And he, like, saw this girl on TV, and I was like, oh, she has pretty hair. And he goes, yeah, I like pretty hair, usually. And then he touched my hair.
Yeah. In full sincerity, too.
And it made me laugh. I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, I think I have pretty hair. But it's like, just the fact that he said that, and I think about the fact that someone would be like, what a compliment. And it's like, I mean, I'm just like, well, I'll just post it on the gram.
Oh, my God. Well, your hair looks really pretty now. You're so blonde.
Thank you. Now I'm going to send him a picture. He ghosted me. He's not going to like that.
Yeah. Ugh. Fucking ghosts, man.
I know.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we've got enough info for a mini episode for these wonderful listeners that we have. Listeners, we love you and appreciate you so much. I know it's like the hardest time ever for people right now, and we appreciate that you're listening. We appreciate all of our wonderful listeners, and we appreciate reviews. We appreciate 5 stars, and we appreciate you subscribing, and we love you. And we have a really great guest. We actually have a great guest lined up for next week that will not ghost us, so... we're very excited about that. And so we'll be back next week with our regularly scheduled program. Just hang in there. We love you. Thanks.
Hang in there.
Mary Jay, where can people follow you?
At Mary J Berger on all platforms. Where can they follow you?
They can follow me at Holly Perk on Twitter and at Perk Alert on Instagram. And they can check out the podcast at Whoops Podcast on Instagram and at Whoops Pod on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.